as we get high pressure building back over the weekend. Sunny skies prevailing and stays rather hot yet. Overnight, muggy 70s. Tomorrow afternoon in the upper 80s. With that minimal chance of a shower. Ralph Sanji, WGSO. A large selection of guns, hunting items, and fishing equipment. New and collectibles, knives, archery, and more at the Thibodeau Gun Show. 9 to 5 Saturday, 9 to 3 Sunday. September 30th and October 1st at the Warren J. Harang Jr. Municipal Auditorium, 310 North Canal Boulevard, Thibodeau. Free for all law enforcement in uniform or with ID. 12 and under free, the Thibodeau Gun Show. For more info, go online, click rrrevents.com.
The views and opinions expressed during this show are those of the hosts and guests only. In no way do they represent the views, positions, or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM or North Shore Radio, LLC.
It's time to join Huck and Dave for 1 hour of educational news and conversation. They will discuss the current events that you are not going to hear on the mainstream media. The left wants to silence our free speech and take away our liberties. Huck and Dave want to open up the lines of communication and allow you, our listeners, to speak about what America wants. Call Huck and Dave for open discussions at 504-556-9696, or you can reach them at libertyorlockdown.live. Now, let's go live and direct to Huck and Dave for Liberty or Lockdown.
Welcome back to Liberty or Lockdown. I'm not sure if my mic is...
Okay, welcome back to Liberty or Lockdown. We're trying to get Huck online. Try again.
All right, there we go. Welcome back to Liberty or Lockdown. We're going to have a great show today for you. How you been, Dave?
I'm doing well. I'm looking forward to going back to being retired.
Yes, you're...
I've been substituting for the whole first quarter, and I told the principal, no, I'm tired. I want to be retired again.
Right. We talked about that. You know what? It's a hard job to be a teacher. It's certainly not easy. And I do believe teachers do need pay raises, and I'm not sure why, you know.
Well, it's not so much the pay raises. A lot of teachers would say, oh, I'd like to make more money, but it's the disrespect more than anything else.
And that comes from the home.
Yeah, right. The kids don't learn respect from the parents, so they come to school and they're disrespectful to the teachers.
Right, right. Well, today we have a candidate that's going to be running for District 92.
Yay.
And we're going to bring him on to the live stream right now. His name is Mike Segura. Mike, are you with us?
I am.
I love that American flag behind you. Way to go. Good job. How are you doing today, Mr. Segura?
Oh, I'm doing great. Just had done some walking earlier and just came in to get on your show, so... I'm all happy with that.
And it was good to see you a couple weeks ago. You came by my house and gave me a sign.
Yeah, I appreciate that, Dave. It was a pleasure meeting you and talking to you then.
All right, well, he got you on the show, so that's great. I'm glad he was able to meet you. And here we are today. How's the campaigning going in the neighborhoods?
Oh, it's going great. I mean, you know, it's so much fun to walk and just get to talk to people, but you know, they all seem to have an understanding that we need a change in District 92 from what's there now, so they're very happy and pleased that I got in the race.
Right, so tell our listeners a little bit about yourself and actually who you're running against.
All right, well, a quick little bio. I've lived in Kenner for over 60 years. My parents moved here in about 56, 57, and Kenner was everything, which they didn't have an interstate then, so everything from the interstate to the lake was woods. So I used to go play in those woods a lot when Mom thought I was just around the corner, perhaps. But as I went through, I went to Lady of Perpetual Health School, St. Lawrence DeMata Catholic School, then Kenner Junior High, and then East Jefferson High School. In 1973, I joined the Kenner Police Department and started working there. I went into an undercover narcotic capacity, spent a year doing that, and then another 6 years working narcotic investigations. Continued back with the department with just in the regular detective bureau, working under Nick and Jimmy when he was chief of detectives, and then later when he became chief of police, I became his chief administrative assistant. So I had 40 years with the Kenner Police all total. When I did retire in 2014, I immediately ran for the Kenner City Council, got elected to the District 2 seat, served there. In 2016, when Mike Enney went off to be parish president, I became the acting mayor for Kenner and stayed there the whole year running the city. So with my police experience, my council and mayor time, I feel I'm better qualified to get up to the house and help get some things going and you know, bring some things back to the city, but also help get the house in order.
Right. And so who's the candidate that you're running against?
He's the incumbent, Joe Stagney.
That's right, Joe Stagney. And many of us, you know, I'm a conservative Republican, and it didn't take me long to figure out, you know, Joe Stagney's voting record. So if I'm actually from Kenner, too. Well, I was raised uptown, but I lived in Kenner and went to school uptown. And I played in those woods where St. Jude is now the hospital, and remember riding my bicycle back there. And same story. My mom didn't know where I was either. Just having a good old time in those woods, riding my bike and hanging out with friends and, you know, just good, clean fun. But anyway, so people from Kenner, you know, we care about family. We care about what's going on in our community, and we care about our morality and our children and education and all of these things. So people are paying attention to what Joe Stagney was doing, behind, the doors. Like, he was not voting according to the will of the people. So I'm sure while you're going door to door, what are the responses that you're getting from people?
In that same lines, that, you know, it's either they don't know him, or when I do mention his name, then they'll recognize, oh yeah, I've heard of his voting record. And so even though they don't really follow him, they do hear a lot about his voting record, and that is not something that they want. And they tell me that, you know, I don't agree with that. I don't like that. So yeah, I'm with you. I'm supporting you. And so, yeah, that's a cross the board, experience that I'm getting, is the residents that are part of Kenner. The District 92, which goes from West Esplanade south to, the river, the heart of the district is what was District 2's council seat. So, you know, I've known these folks for the last 8 years or so, working and helping them out. And so when I do get there, they remember me quite well. And so they, you know, are very happy that I chose to get in the race to go against Joe Stagney's voting record.
You were a nice surprise, I have to tell you. We were scrambling to try to find somebody. And we had that young girl who was a candidate. And I kind of thought, you know, she's kind of young, but anything's better than Stagney, and she has great morals. It was a very, you know, I thought, okay, what, we're just going to go behind this young lady because, you know, good for her. Kudos for her for stepping up and doing what, you know, a lot of us should be doing. And yet, you know, what was she, like 20? And
yeah.
And she got in that race, and what they did to her was dirty politics. And so she learned real quick, dirty politics. She got in the game, yeah. And they got her out so fast. Mm-hmm. I mean, that she didn't even have any time. Over a $400 tax, you know, some money she made at a snowball stand. These people are ruthless. But oh, yeah. That young girl is going to come back fighting. And it was nice to hear you say, you know, that you'd help. She needs some training. Okay. So
yeah.
Well, I want to point out one thing about Mr. Stagney. I live in the district, and I certainly will not vote for him. You got my vote, Mike. But okay. Mr. Stagney's voting record largely is a non-voting record. There are many times he didn't vote. He wasn't there for the veto override session last year. He didn't even show up. I think we pay our representatives to show up, don't we? Anyway, okay. Back to you.
Yeah, a job is a job, and you, a state rep's job is to go vote.
That's right.
On the issue.
Yeah.
And you do your homework to decide if you're going to vote for or against. And then you make that decision, and you do it. You deal with it after. But
we're
going to
go on a quick break, Mike. Hold that thought. We'll be right back. This is Liberty or Lockdown.
Some people in the Louisiana legislature want to permit the teaching of critical race theory in our state. That theory says that if two babies are born today, one black baby and one white baby, that the white baby is the mean racist oppressor of the black baby, and that the black baby is the weak, incompetent victim of the white baby. Unbelievable. Those people say that the innocent white baby by his DNA is bad and racist, and the black baby by his DNA is a weak victim who can never succeed. Only a total fool would believe or accept this idiocy. Yet they want to teach this foolishness to Louisiana's young people. Please call your legislator today and raise some sand.
Hey, it's Kevin Carr with your personal sneak preview invitation to join me on Sunday evening from 8 to 9 for Fat Guys at the Movies. Each week, I give you my take on the newest movies and movie news, but in a fun way. Not like those stuffy movie review snobs who take themselves way too seriously. I tell you if the new movies rock or not. Yes, it's fun for all ages with Fat Guys at the Movies. I'll see you Sunday evening at 8 on WGSO 990 AM.
Donate your vehicle and make a difference. WGSO 990 AM has partnered with Charitable Adult Rides and Services, also known as CARS, to allow you the opportunity to donate your car, truck, motorcycle, RV, or boat to our nonprofit organization. You may qualify for a tax deduction while supporting a cause that is near and dear to your heart. Simply go to WGSO.com and follow the link on our homepage. Vehicle donation pickup is always free to you, and most vehicles can be picked up within 24 to 72 hours. You'll receive an initial car donation receipt upon pickup, and then the CARS team will work to turn your car into cash to support our cause. Once your vehicle is sold, the CARS team will provide you proper tax forms in time to file. Their friendly donor support representatives are available 7 days a week to assist throughout the process. Again, for more information, go to WGSO.com.
You can check out He Said, She Said on a new day.
Hump Day.
A new day, but we'll still be discussing and debating the hot topics.
Wednesdays at 5.
Here on WGSO.
More and more Americans are listening on American ground. Listen each Saturday from noon to 1 p.m. with Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr.
Dave, get up.
Huh? What?
Get up.
Why are you waking me up?
It's 8:30 a.m. We got a show on Everything Old is New Again. Our show is on the air at 9 a.m. this morning and every Saturday morning.
Oh, you mean it changed from 1 p.m. to 9 a.m.?
Yeah, WGSO 990 a.m. They would like us to wake up New Orleans every Saturday morning with Everything Old is New Again at 9 a.m. Come on, let's go.
All right, here we go.
Come on, you don't have to take a shower. Don't need anything. We'll do it on the air. Don't worry. All right, we'll be here. Everything Old is New Again. 9 o'clock Saturday.
All right, welcome back. We're not going to take it anymore, and that's why we're going to get you in that house seat, District 92, and you're going to be surprised. There's going to be a lot of people turning up to vote against Joe Stagney because he did this to himself. He thought people weren't looking, and I think we weren't, actually. I think that, you know, this is a lot of it is our fault because we weren't paying attention. We were trusting that the people we were putting in were actually defending and protecting our morals. We're defending and protecting our constitutional rights and our freedoms and our children. our most precious gifts from God, our children. And for him not to show up to the override was a big slap in the face.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. And like I was telling you earlier, we're there to vote, and we need to be there and vote on every vote, one way or the other. My experience, you know, when I was with the police department, I actually was awarded by Chief Kanjemi a 10-year perfect attendance plaque because I never took off for any sick days. You know, you had vacation, but that's earned time. But and then on my council, my 8 years on the city council, I only missed one meeting, and that really wasn't – it was a meeting that I had on the calendar. The week after, I had planned to take some time off, and then within a week or two before that, something came up, and we had to change the meeting schedule, so it got put to the week I was already set to be off. But so that's what I'll do in the legislature. I will be there full-time. I'm retired. I have no other thing to do but go up there and do the work that needs to be done and be there for those votes. As Dave was saying, yeah, Joe's voting record is atrocious because he just doesn't want to be seen one way or the other at times. So he just doesn't show up to vote on bills throughout the normal session. But then, like the veto override session was very important. It was 28-something bills that the governor vetoed that were very important, and about four of them failed an override by one vote.
That's correct.
Of course, even if he had been there, Joe's vote would have gone to support the governor anyway. That's his voting record.
Undoubtedly.
That's correct, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's known as a rhino, a Republican in name only. His voting record did not represent the Republican platform.
Correct. And that there's a listing of, you know, these votes that he has taken, and it's just a shame that someone who went to the legislature as a Republican turned into a liberal Democrat and hides behind the Republican name, though.
Well, one of our callers is saying, one of our viewers is saying that there's a lot of static in the background, that he can hear the caller, but they can't hear me.
Uh-oh.
So I'm not sure what that's about. All right. Well, anyway, let's keep talking about, you know, what is your plan and, you know, what are you doing right now up until the 14th when you actually win?
Well, you know, like I was up until the 14th, I'll still be knocking doors, talking to people, getting my message out to assure them that I will be what they expected, a conservative Republican, fiscally conscious Republican. And then once I get there, then that's what I'll be doing is first is watching all of the bills as they're coming in, and then I'll start having conversations one-on-one or in groups with the people in the district to see what their interest is on those bills. I know it's a little customary that the representatives fill out a, you know, a little mailer that has maybe 6-7 questions. Oh, if this comes up, how would you like me to vote? And it doesn't explain the bills well enough for them to make a decision. So I don't know to say how many he actually gets returned. But I will be out in the businesses and the stores and just talking to people to let them know what's coming and get their firsthand a direction on how I should go.
Can I suggest something? So I was in the House of Representatives the day that Joe Stagney didn't show up for the override, and I'm not even a representative, but I was there that entire time, all the way to right before the Senate ended. And what I did notice throughout the last couple of years going back and forth to the House, I noticed that there's a disconnect between the representatives and the people. And a lot of the representatives have that problem where there is a disconnect because they're not able to speak directly to the people. There are a few representatives, though, that aren't necessarily here in Louisiana that I've seen on a more of a national platform, but you can apply that to your own, to yourself, is to make yourself available. You're going to get, you know, lambasted by some liberals, you know, of course, but you ignore that stuff. And you make yourself available to the voters whether it be on some type of platform where people can just jump on and tell you what they're thinking about each individual bill. That way you have an instant response from people who are paying attention. And you'll know by the response if they, you know, who they are. You'll learn to weed out who these, like, the bots are, or the fake liberals, or the people making the nasty comments, or the true people from the communities. You'll learn that. So how do you plan on having a direct conversation with the community?
Well, first off, I'll follow what I did in my 8 years as a councilman. My cell phone number was clearly published, 504-884-2352. And I ask anybody, call me anytime you want to have a discussion. So that was what I would do, is drive around during the day in the neighborhood, stop and see folks out in the, you know, in their yards working, and just have a conversation with them. So I will continue doing that up until, you know, the sessions. And then even during the sessions, take the phone calls when I can. You know, we can't do it while we're in the chamber, but certainly in between, I'll be taking calls, returning calls, encouraging people to reach out through my phone, through a text or an email. And I will be very, that was
available.
One of the things when available, yes.
There you go. So that question was important, because people need to know you're going to be available. Unlike Joe Stagney, you're going to be available to answer questions, to hear them vent, to see what they have to say regarding each, and also allowing people to know what bills are coming up, and, you know, making sure that people understand what's important here, what's going on.
I also like the fact that you're retired. From what I understand, Mr. Stagney still has a business as a chiropractor, so that's going to occupy a lot of his time, but your time is available, right?
Certainly. You know, my time, like I said, on the council, which was considered a part-time job, and I was retired, so I would spend, days at my office or days out in the city. When I got the pleasure and the privilege to become the acting mayor, you have to be the mayor and still be the councilman. There's no distinction. You still got to do both jobs. And I remember the very first day that Mike Inney got sworn on January 5th. And as soon as it was over, the swearing in, I came back to the city. I had already scheduled a meeting with all of my directors, assistant directors. And I just told them, I said, look, I'm not here to keep the seat warm. I'm here to keep this city moving forward and making strides on what we need to do, and I will be in the forefront. You either come up and join me or get left behind.
All right, we're going a quick break. We'll be right back. This is Liberty or Lockdown.
When you hear Mother Freedom start ringing her bell, and it'll feel like the whole wide world is raining down. Brought to you courtesy of the red, white, and blue.
Hello, Patriots. My name is Connie, and I am a fellow Louisianian. I started an online store in 2019 exclusively selling products which are made in the USA. My site is AmericanCentralStore.com. That's AmericanCentralStore.com. The reason for this ad is that I need products. I am trying to find drop shipping merchants with Louisiana-made products that can ship directly to the customer. If you are a Louisiana merchant who makes quality products, and if you can drop ship your products directly to the customer, I would love to hear from you. The only products I cannot carry right now are clothing items, but will carry those in the future. Please visit my site at AmericanCentralStore.com. Click the Contact Us link for the phone number and email address. Thank you, Patriots. Be American. Buy American.
What? Chicken. Some of them old balls down in the Louisiana legislature are willing to let teachers teach our kids that all white people are inherently racist, and that Louisiana is a racist state, and that America is a racist country. Them old bars are too chicken to stand up for America. They ought to be put out on the chicken farm.
Hey, it's Christian. When it comes to buying appliances, buy where the builders buy, and that's at DTS Appliance Direct. Shop local. Don't go to the big box store when you need a new appliance. Call my friends at DTS Appliance Direct, 504-766-0738. DTS Appliance Direct has brands from GE, Cafe, Monogram, Blaze Grill, Z-Line, and many more. DTS Appliance Direct, 504-766-0738. 504-766-0738.
Louisiana Radio Network, I'm Brooke Thorington. As saltwater moves up the lower Mississippi River, plans are underway to build a pipeline to take fresh river water from past Kenner to drinking water treatment plants in Orleans and Jefferson Parishes. New Orleans Director of Homeland Security and Emergency Preparedness, Colin Arnold, says if the pipeline is not finished by the time the saltwater arrives at the Carrollton Water Treatment Plant in late October, the city is preparing to distribute bottled water.
Particularly to vulnerable populations, the elderly, those on low sodium diets and those types of things. For those people who don't have access to bottled water, we're going to do that.
Arnold says cost estimates for the project are $100 to $250 million and construction could begin in a week. The first stop on the Ringling Brothers and Barnum and Bailey circuit is Bossier City. The beloved circus returns tomorrow and there are four performances Friday through Sunday. After protests years ago, the greatest show on earth now goes on without animals. LRN.
Paid for by the Fleming Campaign.
The race for Louisiana State Treasurer hasn't received much attention, but the choices are simple. A big spending political insider rhino who voted in the legislature to bust every spending cap that had been set, or a leftist Democrat who has taken dead aim at the essential oil and gas jobs in Louisiana. Or Dr. John Fleming, former deputy chief of staff for President Trump, an outspoken conservative in Congress, successful businessman, a military veteran. Dr. Fleming's conservative credentials has earned him the endorsement of the Louisiana GOP, as well as numerous parish GOP endorsements. John Fleming's candidacy has also won the support of Congressman Mike Johnson, Clay Higgins, and even Congressman Jim Jordan. There's no doubt who the conservative Republican is in the race for Louisiana treasurer. Dr. John Fleming, tight-fisted with our tax dollars. Dr. John Fleming, Louisiana treasurer.
Some people in the Louisiana legislature want to permit the teaching of critical race theory in our state. That theory says that if two babies are born today, one black baby and one white baby, that the white baby is the mean racist oppressor of the black baby, and that the black baby is the weak, incompetent victim of the white baby. Unbelievable. Those people say that the innocent white baby by his DNA is bad and racist, and the black baby by his DNA is a weak victim who can never succeed. Only a total fool would believe or accept this idiocy. Yet, they want to teach this foolishness to Louisiana's young people. Please, call your legislator today and raise some sand.
What does grace mean to you? At Grace at the Green Light, a 501c3 nonprofit, we believe that everyone deserves a hot meal, clean drinking water, and the chance to go home again. Our work is made possible through the generous support of Christ Church Cathedral, the Cathedral Church of the Episcopal Diocese of Louisiana. Christ Church Cathedral acts in support of community renewal and socioeconomic justice. Learn more at cccnola.org.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney from America Tonight. The show kicks on at midnight, and I'm loving the overwhelming support in New Orleans. What a group of fantastic listeners here on WGSO 990 AM. Join me every morning to catch up on what I call the buzz in your backyard and mine. You'll hear some of the most interesting people on the planet from the world of business, politics, sports, and, well, just intriguing people with a story to tell. If you're around, give us a call. Don't worry, I'll spit out the number plenty of times on the air. Let's agree to meet at midnight right here on WGSO 990 AM in New Orleans.
Sweet Caroline, good times never seem
All right. So we're on the phone, on live with a candidate for District 2, Mike Segura. 92. Sorry. Thank you, Dave. District 92, Mike Segura. Any last things you want to say to our listeners before we let you go?
Well, just please come out and give me your vote so that I can make sure that we get this change in place that's needed. You know, we've got a great 4 years coming up with a looks like a good Republican governor. So we need a good Republican House to help and work with him and not have these liberals taking jabs at him.
Thank you.
A quick question for you. When I say political machine, is there a political machine out in that area fighting against you?
Absolutely. It's clearly out there. I run across all of their dirty things. They were partially responsible for the young lady getting disqualified in this race with me. I welcomed her being in there, and then lo and behold, she gets disqualified for a very weak reason. But yeah, the machine had a lot to do with that.
Yeah. You and I were talking about that earlier today. So good question, Dave. thank you so much. We appreciate you, and we'll do our best to get this out. You know what, later on, I'll be able to share this link to a lot of the local people in Kenner, and we'll get you some more votes.
Thank you. Like I said, District 92, my ballot number is 61 for those who go by the number. So please come out and give me your vote.
That's Mike Segura. Thank you so much. We appreciate you. Have a good evening.
Thank you all for having me.
All right. All right, Dave. So what else do we have? Did you hear about, well, today, first up, is Biden's impeachment hearing is underway.
Oh, okay.
Yeah? We got to put your voice by the mic.
They haven't taken a vote yet on that, though, right?
It's underway. It's in the committee. So okay. Lisa McClain, Republican, laid out a long list of corruptions between Biden, Hunter Biden, and Romania. They even mentioned how Hunter Biden's tax charges and gun charges got him a sweet 2-year deal. And so that can't be retried because he's got a sweet deal.
Well, of course. Even if it goes through to a full impeachment, he won't be convicted and removed from office. That's never happened. But at least to let the dirty laundry come out.
Right. Well, there were, I think, 4 witnesses, and one of them was Mr. Truly, and he said that it would that's why you hold an inquiry. Yeah. Questions need to be asked, and evidence needs to be allowed to be presented. And Biden and his family and his granddaughters, Biden needs to answer why they received $50 million.
And, well, it's just for being nice guys.
Well, I want to know why they received it. Just for being nice?
Yeah, of course. That's a nice guy discount.
Oh.
Yeah.
I don't think any people are handing out $50 million to be nice.
Well, okay.
I think they're handing out $50 million to be mean.
Well, because power, money brings power.
Right. It's corruption.
Yeah. So I believe that Mr. Biden was vice president at the time, and there was something that was actually recording him on video talking about how he told somebody or other in Ukraine to get the guy off the case. And whoa, look at that. The guy got taken off the case.
He did. That was all recorded.
Yeah.
And nothing happened to him over that.
Right. Well,
so, you know, one of the Democrats was saying that the inquiry, this is all a game. They need to end this. This is a game they're playing. And then another lady, she's a Democrat, Ms. Fox, said that this is a very serious business and this is not a game. And we need to allow the others to speak, the other side to speak.
Well, there's an old saying, it depends on whose ox is being gored.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You have freedom of speech unless you disagree with me.
That's exactly. And that happens in the Republican Party, too, because they do not want you. Even within the parties, I mean, if you disagree with what the other person, the other candidate is saying, and you don't support that candidate, that's it. You're cut off.
Oh, yeah.
Well, so Alexandria Cortez, Ocasio-Cortez said, none of Truly and O'Connor and I think Dubinsky, there's another gentleman, the 4 witnesses had firsthand testimonies. So she was basically saying, because they didn't have firsthand testimonies, that anything they said didn't matter, but they were expert witnesses.
Yeah, that's the point of being an expert witness. You are qualified to talk.
She was saying that they were wasting her time.
Poor baby.
I hate to be mean, but I can't stop thinking of what Trump would call her or what people would say. And I'm not going to say it, but I can't stop thinking of that.
Yeah. I want to give a resource. I meant to give this a little earlier. If you want to know how people have voted, we talked about Joe Stagney. Well, there's a lot of other ones. There are several websites out there that will let you find out how the voting record is for any particular person. So here's what you do. You go to libertyorlockdown.live, and you click on weekly show notes, and you'll see a link pop up, and there you go. It has several websites on it that will let you find out how did people actually vote on issues that matter to you. You know, like for me, I'm very strongly pro-life. That's going to matter a whole lot to me. Somebody else may be concerned about whatever, you know, labor law or something like that. So you can find out how did the person vote on the specific issues that are important to you. So go to libertyorlockdown.live, click on the weekly show notes tab link, and then you'll see the two websites that you can find out voting records on.
All righty. So did you hear about the breaking news? Katie Hobbs is missing.
Who is she?
She's the governor of Arizona.
Missing.
She's missing. We don't know where she's at. She's missing.
Wow.
Yeah. And so it's all over the place. And you can actually, there's a letter that was sent out by the state treasurer. And so apparently she's now stepped in officially. And it's a little on the odd side. So Arizona GOP is missing. She's, and now the treasurer, Kimberly Yee, is serving as acting governor beginning later this evening. So this was yesterday, and it was a letter released from the Arizona State Treasurer, Kimberly Yee, on Twitter. I don't know. It gives you all the information, and it is an official letter on the official letterhead from the Treasury Department. And so, this was last night.
So I guess they don't have a lieutenant governor out there, huh?
I don't know what's going on. It's I have been notified that I will be serving as acting governor beginning later this evening until mid-morning tomorrow. While I'm pleased to step into this role, I'll refrain from naming director to the 13 agencies that currently have vacancies and will not call the Arizona legislature into session to confirm them.
Ah, yeah, that would be great when you get an opportunity like that. Quickly reshape the government.
That being said, I do hope when the governor returns to Arizona, she will promptly name qualified directors to these important state agencies and remove the legal uncertainty that exists for all of the regulatory, actions taken by the agencies. I expect to see a swift resolution to this matter so we can get back to getting the work done for Arizona taxpayers. The people of Arizona deserve leaders who follow the rule of law.
I just don't know anything about what's going on in Arizona. This is all news to me.
Well, Katie Hobbs is just a complete Marxist, leftist, liberal, and went chaotic on Arizona during COVID, and she has been out of control ever since.
Is she Democrat or Republican?
Oh, she's a Democrat.
Very definitely so, eh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
But she's not even... Democrats don't even like her. So far left.
Wow.
Yeah. All right, then. What do we have? Anything else?
Well, did you know that it will offend people if you use the word mother and father? Yeah, this is on MSN.com, which, of course, is where I get most of my news, not. MSN, right. You know, they're extremely liberal, but it was an interesting article on there. Workplaces shouldn't be saying mother and father anymore. Controversial government funded initiative advocates for gender neutral terminology in the name of inclusivity. They don't want to offend anybody, so they won't say mother and father anymore. Wait a minute, I'm a father. I'm offended.
That's crazy. There is
part of our language that says this is what this word means, this is what that word means. We're so determined that we will not offend the transgender sector that we're going to offend everybody else, and tough luck for them.
Yeah. We're going to go on a quick break, but real I have a grandson that was made a comment or did something silly yesterday, and somebody got offended to him being silly, and he's apologizing to the person who got offended because he was being silly, and I had to just stop it all right then there and tell him, you don't need to apologize for somebody else picking up an offense when you didn't do anything wrong. So it's getting crazy out there. We'll be right back. This is Liberty or Lockdown.
Taking freedoms away. So send the message, I've had enough. We the people say.
Hello, Patriots. My name is Connie, and I am a fellow Louisianian. I started an online store in 2019 exclusively selling products which are made in the USA. My site is AmericanCentralStore.com. That's AmericanCentralStore.com. The reason for this ad is that I need products. I am trying to find drop shipping merchants with Louisiana-made products that can ship directly to the customer. If you are a Louisiana merchant who makes quality products, and if you can drop ship your products directly to the customer, I would love to hear from you. The only products I cannot carry right now are clothing items, but will carry those in the future. Please visit my site at AmericanCentralStore.com. Click the Contact Us link for the phone number and email address. Thank you, Patriots. Be American. Buy American.
Chicken, chicken, chicken! Some of them old bars down in the Louisiana legislature are willing to let teachers teach our kids that all white people are inherently racist, and that Louisiana is a racist state, and that America is a racist country. Them old bars are too chicken to stand up for America. They ought to be put out on the chicken farm.
The Louisiana Music and Heritage Experience presents NOLA Funk Fest, October 20th through the 22nd at the New Orleans Jazz Museum. This festival includes 3 days of our local beloved music, food, art, and fun, plus a special Fats Domino and Dave Bartholomew exhibit. The festival will feature Irma Thomas, Leo Nocentelli, the Dirty Dozen Brass Band, George Porter Jr. and the Running Partners, and so much more. For tickets and more information, go to NOLAFunkFest.com.
Hey, it's Kevin Carr with your personal sneak preview invitation to join me on Sunday evening from 8 to 9 for Fat Guys at the Movies. Each week, I give you my take on the newest movies and movie news, but in a fun way. Not like those stuffy movie review snobs who take themselves way too seriously. I tell you if the new movies rock or not. Yes, it's fun for all ages with Fat Guys at the Movies. I'll see you Sunday evening at 8 on WGSO 990 AM.
Hey, Mimi, we're moving.
Moving to Wednesdays at 5.
You can check out He Said, She Said on a new day.
Hump day.
A new day, but we'll still be discussing and debating the hot topics.
And take your phone call.
You can listen to us on 990 AM WGSO, WGSO.com.
And find out who's right. Of course, that's me.
No, of course, that's me. I've been doing this 23 years, Mimi.
Practice makes perfect.
So you see, we'll have plenty to talk about on He Said, She Said.
Wednesdays at 5.
Right here on WGSO.
I pledge allegiance to this flag. And if that bothers you, well, that's too bad.
But if you got all right, welcome back to Liberty or Lockdown. So, what were we talking about before we went on our break?
Oh, about getting offended by using the word mother and father. I think that's part of the English language, is it not? It is not a profanity. It never has been a profanity, but nowadays we're just so pandering to the trans community that their right...
You hit the nail on the head.
Their right to tell us what we can say and what we cannot say totally destroys our First Amendment right to say what we want.
The strange thing is I do believe there was something like that going on with this kid. And I wasn't even going to mention that.
Yeah.
But that's exactly what it was. Yep. And that child picked up an offense, and my grandson didn't even do him anything. And it's sad because now my grandson feels he needs to say he's sorry to this kid who, you know, is a kid who's living that life, which is a lie.
Well, you know, I try to live my life according to the Bible. I believe every word of it. I even believe the covers because they say Holy Bible. In one of the letters of Paul to Timothy, he talks about how in the last days many people will be offended. Yeah, this is the age of offense.
You're so right.
People are going to get offended at anything you say and anything you do. Now, I'm not saying you should go out there and deliberately be mean and malicious,
but come on.
Saying mother and father are offensive?
What is the cis thing? They're making us, they're calling some people cis.
Yeah, well.
I find that offensive. I don't want anybody, I mean, unless it's my sister calling me cis.
It came from chemistry. It's a chemistry term. You have trans and cis that has to do with the orientation of carbon-based compounds.
I love Dave.
So how did this get brought into politics and sexism and so forth? Wow.
I don't know.
Well,
I don't know. Well, so it appears that half of the members of the state and Senate representatives are going unopposed.
Okay.
And so it kind of seems like there's not too much going on there because half of them are unopposed. But if you follow real closely, this is a very important race because we do have quite a few House seats and Senate seats that are running. There are candidates that are running against him. And one of those is a guy by the name of Tim Kerner. And he is running against Connick, Paul Connick, I believe. And it's a very important race because Connick is in there and he's one of those rhinos who votes left all the time. I think he was in the House of Representatives for 16 years prior to him being in the Senate. So this will be his second term in the Senate. And I'm really excited about, well, this gentleman, Tim Kerner, is the mayor of Lafitte right now. And he'll be on our show next week.
Okay.
Yep. We'll have Tim Kerner, a candidate for the Senate seat. I'm going to have to find out which district that is. And then again, we'll have Representative Ray Garofalo, who Stephanie Hilferty, another rhino. She's really a Democrat. She just needs to put that D behind her name, and then we will, you know she's a Democrat because she votes Democrat the entire time.
So how can we find out how someone has voted, he asked. Oh, I'm so glad you asked that question, he replied. Go to libertylockdown.live, pull down until you see the weekly show notes heading. Click on that, and you'll see there are two websites where you can put in the politician's name and see this is exactly how they voted.
So say that one more time.
Okay, go to libertylockdown.live and then click on the weekly show notes tab and you'll see that a link will open up or two links will open up where you can look up the actual voting record of any politician and it's not biased things according to what Huck or I say. It's just
voting records. I keep going back to the voting record because it's so important because that really determines on whether or not you put them in that office, but yet they're not voting according to your morals and your values. So you really need to follow that. And so this is why we are going to support Tim Kerner and we will be supporting Ray Garofalo. You know, Sheck Snyder tried to he removed Garofalo from the Education Committee. Garofalo was excellent in the Education Committee. And I hope and I pray that he wins that Senate seat because he's going to do very well in the Senate. And so we're going to have a good show with them next week. And I do want to mention something. Last week, I was invited to a Metairie Women's Republican luncheon. And it was a debate between the Scott Walker and Dominic Impastato, who are running for Jefferson Parish City Council. And Impastato had asked Scott Walker, you know, what his thoughts were or if he was for or against the lockdowns. And Scott Walker got up and told everyone that he was against the lockdowns. He was against the mask mandates. He was against the vaccine, the COVID vaccines on the school schedule or against forced vaccines. And Terry Bourgeois and I just sit there and looked at each other like this guy just lied to, I don't know, there's 150, 200 people in that room. There's a lot of people. Lied to everyone.
So what happened to you personally when you went into Scott Walker's business?
Exactly. So at the end, they had an open, they let people come up and ask questions. So I went up and I asked Scott, I said, well, Scott, you said, you just got finished telling everyone that you're not for lockdowns and forced mask mandates, but you threw me out of your restaurant, out of your place of business because he didn't honor my medical exemption. And I told everybody, according to John Bell's proclamation, 89-2020, I had a medical exemption. So, but no one, not a single person honored it. And everywhere you went, the police were right there to throw you out. He then turned around and said, well, yes, I did, because Ms. Huckabee went to every place possible and was always being thrown out. And, so he then told the truth. But he just got finished telling everybody he would never force you to wear a mask and he would never lock down. During the lockdown, Scott Walker has four doors to his business. Three of the four were closed. So people were forced to walk in and out of the same door. So the very thing he was accusing me of doing, he was actually doing. You know, it's never been answered. Who forced the doors to all be shut? Whose idea, whose bright idea was it to close all the doors?
So the idea was, let's keep people healthy by not allowing the COVID to get them, but we're going to make them all go through the same door. That'll keep the COVID from getting them, right?
Yes. So, I mean, the COVID was a real thing. It was a serious virus, very contagious. And yet we're being forced to rub up against each other, walking in and out of the same door.
Yeah, it seems like it would at least make sense to have an indoor and an outdoor. But no.
And he was very well was capable of having indoor and outdoor because he had four doors. And I asked him that question when he was fussing at me about not having the mask on, although I was medically exempt, according to John Bell Edwards, 89-2020. He said that the reason he had three doors shut was for the flow of the traffic to the register. Huh. And I just...
Well, that's much more important than health.
Well, no, the answer didn't even make sense. Huh. I said, that's stupid. The flow of the traffic to the register, in one door to the register and out another door, and you don't touch anyone. So my point in telling you this is Dominic Impastato is the person to vote for. He's not a globalist. Scott Walker's a globalist. He cut the ribbon for Aldi a couple of weeks ago. You can find all this on the internet. And Aldi is a global, you know, two German brothers own Aldi. You don't want Scott Walker for city council. We want Scott Walker out of politics for good. We want him out. So Dominic Impastato for that seat. And also Melinda Bourgeois.
Yes. Vote
no.
Yes.
Yes. Vote yes for Melinda Bourgeois. Do not vote for Hans Liljenberg. He is a judge on the South North Shore and has no business on the South Shore. Melinda Bourgeois and Dominic Impastato. All right, this is Liberty or Lockdown. We'll see you next week. The Lord bless you.
From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston and New York.